everybody. Welcome to IPPIblog.com. This is Ron Alvarez, the founder of IPPIblog. It's good to have you here. What follows is an audio version of this post titled IP Protection, 8 Things Media Companies Need to Do Before Using Third-Party Contractors. I posted this on the blog on September 6, 2017, and I'm recording it today, January 14, 2020. So here we go. IP Protection, 8 Things Media Companies Need to Do Before Using Third-Party Contractors. 2 weeks ago, it was reported in Reuters that the police in Mumbai, India, arrested 4 current and or former employees of a third-party Mumbai-based company for suspicion of leaking an unaired episode of Game of Thrones. The third-party company was contracted by Game of Thrones to process the series through an Indian streaming website. Subtitle, Supply Chain. A fundamental strategy in the protection of all types of intellectual property is to ensure your IP is handled securely at every link of the supply chain. Although the way media, digital, entertainment is delivered to the consumer is different from physical products, taking all reasonable measures to secure your brand's IP along the supply chain remains the same, and that especially includes vetting third-party companies. Next section, 8 things to do. In order to minimize exposure of your IP content to infringement, here are 8 things media companies should consider doing before contracting third-party companies. Number 1, conduct a background screening of the third-party company and its principals to ensure the company's historic commitment to integrity. 2, personally inspect third-party facilities in which the content will be processed. 3, confirm there's an IP protection policy, quote, fenced enclosure, unquote, as it pertains to the transfer and tracking of your content, i.e., which minimizes the inadvertent and careless disclosure. 4, ensure there are strict limits as it pertains to employees leaving the facility with trade secret material, i.e., can employees leave with laptops, thumb drives, CD-ROMs containing proprietary data. 5, verify the strict control of what employees and visitors are permitted to carry into and out of the facility in which the processing of your content will take place, i.e., access controls and software, etc. 6, review the IP protection policy as it pertains to outside contractors. In other words, the non-disclosure agreement, NDA, used with outside contractors needs to be robust. 7, make certain employees, contractors permitted to enter the processing area strictly controlled, and only those directly involved in the processing of your content have access, in otherwise known as compartmentalization. Number 8, require adequate background checks of employees with access to your IP and recommend particular attention be directed to those hired by competitors, commonly known as inbound employees. Final thoughts. The media entertainment industry can never rely on email communications or website research or a simple handshake, or for that matter, entirely on a referral in selecting a third-party contractor in which they intend to entrust their IP. It requires background screening, an on-site visit and inspection of their facilities, and a careful review of the company's IP protection policy. It requires the investment of time and resources. The security of your content depends on identifying the weakest link on your supply chain and fixing it. Third-party companies are prone to be the weakest link. Okay, so there you have it. I hope you found this audio presentation of this post of value, and we'll see you next time. And here's our disclaimer. IPPI blog is offered as a service to the professional IP community. While every effort has been made to check information on this blog, we provide no guarantees or warranties expressed or implied with regard to content provided and IPPIblog.com. We disclaim any and all liability and responsibility for the qualification or accuracy of representations made by the contributors or for any disputes that may arise. It is the responsibility of the readers and listeners to independently investigate and verify the credentials of such persons and the accuracy and validity of the information provided by them. This blog is provided for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide legal or other professional advice.